Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. Back again like the proverbial bad penny, except we're not a bad penny, we're a good dollar, as they say. It is jumping in as the summer races along. We're looking at the best in modern and contemporary jazz, as we always do with a very tasteful eye and even more tasteful ears. With myself, H.
And me, Chris, yes. Welcome along to this week's show. And white rabbits, yes, it's the first of the month, and can you believe it's August? So here's hoping you're all in a holiday mood. I've seen some great jazz as usual for you. And H, been anywhere nice recently, and more to the point, see anything good and bring anything back?
Well, there's always plenty of good stuff going on. Yes, I did pick up a few bits and pieces in New York, but I tell you what, while I was there thinking about, well, I was thinking about a lot of things. I was thinking about the Village Vanguard and stuff there, and a bit of Brad Meldow for me this evening. A new one. Sadly, I didn't get to see him while I was there, but Jonathan Blake, the great drummer. We saw him, actually, where you were in Dinan only a year or so back, playing with Kenny Barron. He's got a new one out on Blue Note coming out in September. There's a lead single from that, and you know what? Might have a bit of Thomas Stenker.
And for me, well, a visit to the Dinan Jazz Festival, but that's for a future show. Tonight, I don't know what to say, unusually. I'm starstruck and apologising to my superiors as usual. And to kick things off, here's the Nordkraft Big Band with the title track of their 2024 release, Strangers to Ourselves.
Thank you.
Very nice it is too. Strangers to Ourselves from the Nordkraft Big Band. Now, regular listeners of the show will know that I've been following the career of an increasingly productive young saxophonist, composer and arranger, Rémy Leboeuf, for a number of years since his first Big Band album release, Assembly of Shadows, back in 2018. Since when, he's released a further 3 Big Band albums as well as a number with his brother Pascal. So when I spotted a new release, Silent Course, with the Nordkraft Big Band, I had to check it out. Well, after a little digging, I found that Rémy is now actually the conductor, arranger and composer in residence with the Denmark Makes Big Band, and they also had a 2024 release, which was the title track we just heard with a solo from Rémy, and very good it is too. So I'll save the new release for another show, but if you're new to this man's wonderful understated programmatic writing, I suggest you give any of these releases a go and you won't be disappointed.
Certainly won't. Certainly won't. Great stuff. And there's just so much talent out there, as we often say. It is. I'm always. My gabber is flustered, or whatever the phrase might be. But there's just so much talent. You wouldn't think. I'm always amazed that people can actually get round and for every. Or make a living out of it, in as much as for everyone you know and you hear and you might see at Ronnie's or touring or coming through for the festivals, there seem to be quite literally about another 100 who play at an equal standard, but maybe not. Just aren't known or don't really get very well known on a sort of more international level, or they play in their own country perhaps, or you know, don't tour internationally, this sort of
thing.
I think
there's the huge amounts,
and the colleges are turning them out all the time.
I think there's a lot
rate
of
knots.
As you said, the problem might be that they're maybe perhaps working in education, in music or other things.
I think they all do, yeah.
And so they're quite actually happily settled where they are, and actually quite often engaging big bands to try and bring along the students they're working with.
Yes, true enough. I was happily. I've just been in New York, and I'll be bringing some music that I picked up there in the next week or so, including a wonderful session that we heard in a club in Boston, of all places. Yeah, I wasn't aware of Boston having so many jazz clubs, but the Mad, what used to be called Thelonious Monkfish, which is now called the Mad Monkfish, has a wonderful jazz policy and it's a great little find. I must have enjoyed that. I'll tell you more about that anyway in a week or two, and the great conversation I had and music we heard there. In the meantime, I was thinking about just people who've been playing in the clubs, and the other day I heard the wonderful Nick Drake song Riverman on, and a great version I've loved of that is by this man, Brad Meldow.
Thank you.
Wonderful stuff from Brad Mehldau's early stuff. He looks incredibly young on the front cover of this album. Brad Mehldau's Songs, The Art of the Trio. It wasn't volume one, it was volume three. And yet, terrifyingly, it was 1998, so well over a quarter of a century ago. No wonder he looks quite young there. Yes, like the rest of us, he's aged a bit over a quarter of a century. Back in the day, and of course, when he had Larry Grenadier on bass, still with him in his trio, and Jorge Rossi on drums, he later replaced with Jeff Ballard after Jorge moved on to do some other things on his own projects. But I think they have played again quite recently, if memory serves correct. I've always loved that trio, I must admit, and some of the versions of the songs they did there, terrific. He did indeed do a live one at the Village Vanguard, but any of those early Brad Mehldau CDs, the Art of the Trio series, of which I think he did volumes, he certainly did four, if not five volumes from memory, are all worth checking out. And that one, Songs, has some great stuff on it. Song, and Exit Music for a Film, I think a piece by Radiohead, Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered, Young at Heart, and the wonderful Nick Drake song. I think I said River Song before, River Man, of course, which is any version of River Man. I think it's just a cracking melody, that one. Lovely stuff. Enjoyed that. And yes, it'd be nice to see Brad again at some stage. You know, when he's playing next in the UK, we'll keep my eye on.
No longer a young Turk, and it's funny how
you think of old Turk.
The youngsters we think of, you still think of them as youngsters, even though we've all aged more than a quarter of a century in between. Speaking of which, Saxman, who had consistently good releases but has been around for a while, is now bringing up the next generation with young players featured with him, Joshua Redman, from his recently to be released Words Fall Short. Here's the title track. Thank you. The new release from Joshua Redman, Words Fall Short. In building a new rhythm section, Redman said, he found himself drawn to younger players he had recently encountered. Bassist Philip Norrist and drummer Nazir Ilbo came forward first, and Redman quickly knew he'd made the right moves. Not since Christian McBride can I recall experiencing an acoustic jazz bassist who seemingly has it all together at such a young age, he says of Norrist. And Nazir has grooves in spades, and then they added pianist Paul Cornish to complete the quartet's transformation. Paul is the perfect balance of empathy and contrarian, challenging everyone to break away from established patterns while staying and making the music feel good and natural in the moment. This is Redman's second release on Blue Note. His last one, Where We Are, was mainly a vehicle for vocalist Gabriella Cavassa, who remains, but only on one track. And the album has a great lineup of special guest appearances, including Melissa Aldana on sax and upcoming trumpet star Skylar Tang. There we go.
Yeah,
worth a look in. Words Fall Short, Joshua Redman.
Always loved Melissa Aldana, I must admit. And check out her Crash Trio, we've not heard that before. Fine player coming out of the sort of Sonny Rollins tradition. You're listening to Jumpin' In, the best in modern and contemporary jazz with Chris and myself, H, and Jonathan Blake. The drummer has got a new album out, drummer-composer, of course, and that he's brought out two or three albums already, mostly on Blue Note. A new one coming out on Blue Note, the lead single Last Breath, is available now. The actual album itself won't be released until the 19th of September, and then he's following that up. I don't know if I'll be able to get down with a tour, and we'll be performing at Ronnie Scott's, which would be cracking stuff, on the 7th of October, day after my birthday. Don't think I'll get it down there anyway. Let's have a listen. Last Breath. I think it fades into the next track there, but sounds like it's going to be a great album, that, I must admit. That's just the lead single from Jonathan Blake's new one on Blue Note. The album, or at least the track, is called Last Breath. And his new album is going to be called My Life Matters. And as you might gather from that, it's picking up on the sort of Black Lives Matter campaign and that long tradition of protest albums, started perhaps by the likes of Max Roach and the likes. Jonathan says, right around the time when I was writing this music, it seemed like every other day I was watching or listening to the news and another person of colour, another black or brown person being taken away from us at the hands of people who were supposed to serve and protect us. I didn't want to become numb to the things that were unfolding in front of me. I wanted to speak to through my music. And he says he didn't set out to make a protest album like We Insist Freedom Now, the Max Roach classic, which Terry Lynn Carrington's just done a cover of, actually, or her own take on that, which will feature at some stage. But he says he will take up the charge established by his predecessors as part of the music's continuum. Well, amen to that. It sounds like it's great stuff. Dana Stevens, and featured on sax on that album, the pianist Fabian Albazan, vibraphonist. Never know how to say that. It is vibraphonist, isn't it? Vibraphonist.
Vibes player.
Vibes player. That's easier. Shallon Baker. Desron Douglas on bass. John, of course, himself on drums and composer. And guests DJ Jahi Sundance and vocalist Bilal. And as I say, he'll be at Ronnie Scott's on the 7th of October. The album itself is coming out on the 19th of September. And also, I should say, a cracking previous, his debut album on Blue Note, Homeward Bound, is going to be reissued as part of the Tone Poet vinyl series on the 5th of December. Make a great Christmas present.
Now, an old friend of the show, but in a new setting, and nonetheless, I think, a welcome addition to her extensive catalogue of work. Here's the Atlantic Jazz Collective with a track from their debut album, Seascape, and I'll let you guess who the vocalist. Here's Distant Star.
Clear, while that leads us on.
She's still got it, I think. Lovely. Did you guess who it was?
Well, it was Norma, isn't it? Norma.
It was.
Yeah,
Norma
lovely.
Wilson. Lovely. Norma Wilson, who, of course, voice, isn't she? Fantastic and very easily identifiable voice over the years. She sang with Ian Carr's Nucleus, of course, famously with Azimuth, with her husband at the time, the late John Taylor and Kenny Wheeler, and many other albums that have been featured on since with Kenny Wheeler, Big Band, and multiple other settings. But fantastic. The Atlantic Jazz Collective, featuring Juno Award winners Mike Burley and Florian Hoefner, along with acclaimed bassist Jim Vivian. It's their debut album, Seascape, and they're joined by Norma Winston and legendary drummer Joe LaBarbera.
Mm. And when was that recorded, you say?
It's called the band is the Atlantic Jazz Collective, and
when was it recorded? Was it
just last year?
Last year, wow.
Yeah.
Because I was just looking up, because we were just chatting as we were listening to that and thinking it still sounds good. 83 she is now, Norma.
Well, I say
83,
she's not.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, we've been listening to her for at least 40 years of those 80, maybe more. And she was clearly on the scene in the 60s. Still sounds good, though, doesn't she?
Yeah, wonderful. Still sounded great.
Her voice has sort of matured and rounded. And it's sort of, you know, it's different, not as edgy, and it quite often gets deeper. It's like you're huskier, the voices get older. But
nice band, too.
Still
you can tell
good
by the sound
me.
Of that.
Yeah, beautiful stuff. Okay, we were talking about, and hopefully, we are hoping, maybe, all things being equal, to see if we can venture down to the smoke in the next month or so to go to a Polish jazz festival, which is being staged in London. We've made a few contacts. Fingers crossed, we'll see what we can do. Which just made us some great artists there. Sadly, not one of the greatest, or perhaps the best known of all Polish jazzers, the great, now later for a few years, Tomasz Stanko. But it did send me listening back to some of Tomasz's music, and I thought, gosh, I think we'll have to play a little bit. So many albums under his own name, you can take your pick. A great series on ECM. But I went back to one of his one on Power Brothers, Bluish, and this is called Under the Volcano.
Thank you. Hi, this is pianist, composer and improviser Nduduzo Makatini from South Africa, and you are listening to Jumping In with Chris and H. Big love, brothers.
A little bit of the wonderful Jean-Luc Ponty, now in his 80s as well. It's terrifying. They're all catching up. No, are we catching up? Well, they've grown older than us. I'm sure he was only about 20 the last time I looked. When he was 20s, this was recorded back in the 1960s with Daniel Lemaire on drums, Eddie Lewis on the organ. Terrific stuff from Humer Louis Ponty Volume 2. And before that, we did indeed hear the late, great Tomáš Stanko with Jón Kristensen on drums, Harold Andersen on the bass. You're just saying that there's another Tomáš Stanko one coming out.
There's one just due out in the next month or so, and we'll undoubtedly be featuring that Copenhagen Sessions Volume 1. Well, that is sadly just about it. Where does the time go? It's unbelievable. We just have a track from one of my favourite trios, I'd say, probably. And in fact, this 2023 album, the website Jazz Views International, Tim Larson, the writer there, says, "Sorry, boss, the Daniel Carlson seventh album release is probably my favourite piano release of 2023. And Carlson said the album is for people who are still happy to have a normal work week, even though it might be dull, boring, or indeed sometimes stressful. The album is called Sorry, Boss. The Daniel Carlson Trio, Daniel Carlson on piano and keyboards, Christian Sparing on double bass, and Fredrik Rundqvist at the drums. And from it, the title track, Sorry, Boss."
Sorry, boss, indeed. Okay, see you in a couple of weeks.
Bye for now.